It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy your day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. And it's Sunday. Happy New Week to you. We just wish you guys richest blessings. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. We pray that you will please come and abide with us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we just ask that you will teach us in Jesus' name. Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Talking about the fourth beast of Daniel 7. Remember, there was a lion with eagle's wings. It represented Babylon. There was a bear with three ribs in his mouth, represented Medo-Persia. And there was a leopard, which represented Greece. As we begin, let's have a word of prayer. As we open the word, Father, we ask for the Spirit of God to come and speak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very important that we understand these things, brothers and sisters, because they're in the Bible. God says, I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. How does he authenticate that? declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. So it tells us that God is trying to help us understand this important event. So when you start looking at prophecies, prophecies that even apply to us, God wants us to understand that he's in control. So he starts with Babylon, then he moves to Medo-Persia, then he moves to Greece, and let's see what happens. As we are in Daniel 7, and we are looking at Daniel 7, verse 7. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, brothers and sisters, this is likened to what you read in Revelation. And in Revelation, as it talks about the Roman Catholic Church, it said it was likened to a leopard. Feet were feet of a bear, the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, feet, and great authority. So this is the dragon. It doesn't call it a dragon, but it's got big old feet and stamps everything to death in its path, okay? Got great iron teeth, dreadful and terrible, okay? A dragon is not a real animal that we understand. So in one sense, God is using this somewhat mystical animal to describe a situation that causes it to be diverse. You see, it's diverse from different reasons. It's diverse because it's talking about Rome, and Rome was not just a political power. It began to be a religio-Christian power, at least in name. It's not a true Christian movement because it is anti-Christ. It is against Christ. But yet there's a claim that it's Christian. And they did take over the Christian church, but they did so by the usurpation and use of tradition to supplant the word of God, which the Christian faith is built upon. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. This is representing the Roman Catholic Church coming to power. There were 10 Germanic tribes, and of those 10 tribes, three of the tribes resisted the rise of the papacy, and they were moved out of the way, and that's what this is referring to. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. This is showing us an indication that it would have a leader, like the Pope is what it's referring to. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. So basically, God is trying to show us that something is about to happen after the rise and fall of all these powers, after Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, pagan Rome with the emperors, and then papal Rome, which we know had a fall in 1798. After that, there was a picture of God in heaven. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. We know that happened in 1844, which is after 1798. So God showed there would have to be the rise of the papacy and then its downfall, temporary downfall, and then sometime after that, the judgment would be in place. That's the judgment where Jesus would move from the holy place to the most holy place to examine the records of all those who professed to be followers of God. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. And I saw, and so let me just pause there. The reason why their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged, you go over to Revelation 13, and it was like a leopard. So the influence of Greece was carried through and forward through papal Rome, the Roman Catholic Church. The feet of the bear, where it would not change. The arrogance, so that the king would make decrees that did not change. the Pope claims papal supremacy, that they will never err, yet they've erred many times, but they just let that bypass, okay? And so their influence, the influence of the policies of Medo-Persia, carry forward into papal Rome. The coming together of church and state, which was the mouth of the lion. Lion is Babylon. Babylon was their great leader was Nebuchadnezzar, who made the statutes on the plain of Dura and made a religious law that you had to bow down when the sound of the music played. That policy is carried forward in papal Rome. The dragon gave him his power, seat, and great authority, it says. And so then God is shown here to let us know that after that, these are the major events. And all these events have already happened. Jesus is coming soon, brothers and sisters. This is to let us know he's coming soon because all these events have already happened. Jesus has even started the judgment in 1844. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. So, brothers and sisters, this is Jesus coming and going to the Ancient of Days. This is not Jesus coming back in the clouds, because remember, he goes up to the Father in the time of judgment. Well, he's already there, but he moves into the most holy place. And there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. So when Jesus is done with the work of judgment, the kingdom is given unto him, my brothers and sisters. All of the people and the faithful that who are going to be saved, the numbers are made up, okay? Everybody's case is decided. The kingdom belongs to Jesus, and that's what that's referring to. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of this. So he told me and made me to know the interpretation of the things. We're going to stop there and we'll pick up with the interpretation. I've given it to you, but it bears repeating. Daniel is going to repeat it and help us understand what these beasts mean and what the little horn means and so on and so forth in tomorrow's broadcast. Okay, brothers and sisters, let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for your love for us and ask for your mercies and kindness in Jesus' name. Amen. For the sake of time, because we have a class that we have a little later, and we have a wellness retreat that's going on right now, so I just want to tell you that it's very important that we eat antioxidants. Now, think about colorful foods, red foods. I'm not talking about the red blood from a beefsteak either. I'm talking about living live foods, red peppers, tomatoes. I'm talking about purple foods like blueberries and other things. You have bell peppers that are in the yellow family. A lot of your wide spectrum of colorful foods, particularly raw foods, friends, they give us lots of antioxidants. And antioxidants fight against what's called free radicals, and they do damage to different parts of the body. If you have free radical damage in your arteries, you're going to have clots for the most part. You're going to have damage, and it's going to be a call for cholesterol to patch it all up. But if those free radicals hadn't damaged the wall, the cholesterol wouldn't be called to patch it up. So you can have free radical damage that could do a lot of different things, friends, and hurt your body in a lot of different ways and just wear you out. So the protective agent for various organs and of the body is antioxidants. They fight against these free radicals that do microscopic, which leads to greater damage in our body. So let's eat colorful foods, lots of berries, lots of fruits and vegetables, and particularly the colorful foods, lots of different color foods, and you'll find you'll be just fine in your antioxidants. There's other antioxidants. There's plenty of antioxidants in our super tonic superfood with the moringa and the noni and the green powders such as barley grass and wheat grass. Lots of antioxidants there, friends, and so that's a good product if you're not sure that you're getting all that. You can go to our website, Torso, TORSOE.org, and check that out. So let's eat plenty of antioxidants, lots of raw foods, lots of colorful foods, and you'll be blessed in so doing. All right, friends, we're just going to end it. I know it's a shorter broadcast today, but we've got a lot of things that we have to do today. So we just wish you God's richest blessings, and we'll have another word of prayer to close out. Father, thank you so much for this day. Bless us as we close this broadcast, that we'll eat the right food, that we will also understand how you authenticate yourself, and that you can, Jesus, who can come soon, for we've already gone through the phase of Babylon and Medo-Persia and Greece and Rome and started papal Rome and started and finished the reign of the papacy until it rises again in the last days. Father, we ask that you would help us to be faithful to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. God is good, friends. We're going to go ahead and close out with our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.